The Weekly Connect.
The Weekly Connect.
On RNIB Connect Radio.
Well, we're talking about getaways here on the Weekly Connect this week, but one of the sad realities of 2017 is that there are some hotels that will be closing their doors and, in fact, being sold off to other providers, those hotels being from Action for Blind People and Guide Dogs under the name Vision Hotels and Action Hotels. A lot of them are based at or in the Lake District. Now, it's interesting, a lot of you have been in touch to talk about this and share your views. Let's hear from Carol now, who's from Weston-super-Mare. Hi, Carol. What's your view on this?
Well, myself personally, I'm devastated because I have macular degeneration and I started the support group 10 years ago in Weston-super-Mare. We hold all our meetings at the Laurison Hotel. It's right on the seafront, perfect location. People come from all over the country. The food is excellent. The staff are excellent. And it's just so unique and just so exceptional because of its location and because everything is so wonderful. And the staff are just, they go out of their way to please everybody. And lots of groups use it. The public uses it. Blind dogs come from even from Spain. They bring their guide dogs. So it's very well used, and it's a hub of the community, really.
What's the difference between that hotel and other hotels in the same location?
I think it's special because the staff are special. They're very welcoming. They're very caring. They go out of their way. People go there for respite care. My people, if they've had an operation, they're looked after. They know they'll be looked after well. You don't get that in a normal hotel. And their guide dogs are looked after too.
Okay, when you see my people, who are you talking about there specifically?
Oh, sorry, blind and partially sighted people in Weston-super-Mare.
And that's because you work for?
I work for the Macular Society. I've been a volunteer for over 10 years, started the support group, and we use the hotel with all the other groups, cancer, Parkinson's. It's just a hub of the community. We all use that hotel. It's just the most perfect location.
So what will happen to the groups that you take part in, the groups that you host and are involved in through your organisation? What will happen to them when these hotels close?
Well, we don't know. We'll face that one when we come to it. I mean, there are so many people from over the country that use that hotel and they know us, and I don't know, really. It's devastating. I think we haven't thought that far ahead yet.
Okay, Carol. Well, we hope that you find some resolution to that. Thanks for your thoughts.
Thank you.
Now, Bernie's also on the line. Bernie, you're in Norwich, and tell us your thoughts on the decision by Action for Blind People and Guide Dogs to sell off these hotels.
It's an absolutely invaluable resource for people with a sight loss. I think they could be challenged on the fact that not enough blind and partially sighted people use the hotels. And I personally feel that the figures that they've used don't actually reflect reality, but the resources themselves are absolutely invaluable to me, people like myself with a family. I've got no sight at all. I've got two children who have grown up now, but they've got visual impairments themselves. They're both severely sight impaired, and I've got a sighted daughter. I also have a guide dog, and my husband is totally blind as well. So when I got my guide dog, and I think this is a particularly salient point, I didn't really know where to go that I'd feel comfortable with the dog, especially as a new guide dog owner. So we started going to a caravan park in South Devon and had the inevitable wrestle with the people at the caravan park about having a dog and about the Equalities Act and the fact that the dogs are allowed and stuff. And they said, yeah, okay, the dog can come on site, but she's got to go to the loo off site. So every morning at 6 o'clock in the morning, I was having to take the dog into the lane where there's no pavements or anything like that to go to the toilet, and then have the job of actually trying to find somewhere sensible to put the waste and all that kind of thing. Going into the club, the club with my children, I lost my children. No one, you know, it's so busy and hectic. No one had a clue that actually that was really scary for me to not know where my children were in a really busy environment. Didn't understand the sight loss. Wouldn't let me in the bar to look for my children with my other child because they were under 18. And she was the only one who could actually see where anyone was. So actually, the second week of that holiday, we went over to the Clifton Hotel down in Tynmouth. And so we rolled up and someone helped me out of the taxi with my luggage and sat me in, guided me to the chair and sat me down and said, would you like a cup of coffee? And I just burst into tears because it was just such an emotional moment that someone would actually understand my needs and not speak to me strangely or treat me any differently, but would just considerate of my needs. And from that visit in 2005, I've been back so many times I've lost count.
Bernie, thanks for your thoughts.
Thank you.
Well, you know, we're never one to shy away from a conversation here on the Weekly Connect. Just to balance things up, though, let's hear from Action for Blind People on this, because they have been speaking just before the turn of the year there to RNIB Connect Radio. Terry Stevenson is from Action for Blind People and explains more about the reasons behind the closures and perhaps clears up some of the questions that Bernie and Carol have raised and possibly some of your questions as well.
It's been a very difficult decision that was made, and it's been made for a number of reasons. So the financial figures tell us that over the next 3 years we would pay, we would need to subsidise the hotels to around £350,000. They would need significant subsidy to investment in order to maintain the standard and to bring them up to a better standard. We estimate that over the next 3 years that would be in the region of about £600,000. But this decision isn't only financial. It's been important to us that the majority of the people using the hotels are blind or partially sighted, and actually that's not the case. The majority of people who are using our hotels are not blind or partially sighted. They're becoming increasingly popular with people who do not have visual impairment. And I would say in addition to that, we've had to make a very tough decision about prioritising how we use our resources. So people who are at the point of diagnosis, needing our input there, and for services to enable them to live independently, which is another reason that's taken us to what is a very difficult decision in order so that we can prioritise how we use our precious resources for delivery of service. We're working very hard now to establish these hotels as going concerns so that they will be maintained as hotels that our customers will be able to go to. Any new purchaser would have a choice about whether that's what they wanted to do, but of course we would be having conversations with them about the positive aspects that could be for them as a business of maintaining them as the welcoming and friendly environment that they currently are for our blind and partially sighted customers. And the Hotels Customer Council that I've been meeting with were very keen to invite any prospective purchasers or new owners of the hotel along to the Customer Council so that they could talk to them about the future of the hotels.
Terry Stevenson there, speaking from Action for Blind People. Just before the turn of a year, she spoke to RNIB Connect Radio, and we will be following up this story with Action for Blind People in the coming weeks. In the meantime, if you have a view on any of this, or perhaps a suggestion on the topics that we talk about here, then do get in touch. You can get in touch by emailing theweeklyconnect@rnib.org.uk, or you can tweet us at RNIB Radio using the hashtag The Weekly Connect.
The Weekly Connect.
The Weekly Connect.
On RNIB Connect Radio.